welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March 29th, 2025. I've got a wonderful question here from Will. He lives in Texas, and he listens to us, believe it or not. Someone in Texas actually listens to us here on Aspire. I'm very surprised and very grateful. But he asks a very pertinent question about, the race that we're in, the race consciousness. He asks, what place does politics play to a conscious person such as yourself? And then he goes into why it is important to know what's going on for civics and things like that. Well, first of all, I don't claim to be a conscious person. I really don't. I don't think of myself as a conscious or an unconscious. I don't go there. I just do my inner work. That's all I do, and 24/7. So when you think about it with me, it's a different thing than it might be with a real, let's say, awakened being, someone who is totally awakened. So I sat with Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh in India. He was very controversial. He talked about everything, and I think that was a very wise thing to do. He didn't hold anything back. So he also talked about politics. Jesus did in a roundabout way. He really did. He was asked, should he pay taxes? And he said, you know, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. So he did all that. And he did talk about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were extremely political. So it isn't like people of consciousness don't talk about these things. Now you ask, what place does it have in me, in my life, blah, blah. I think I'd like to expand it beyond Greg and talk about the idea of what it means to a person who is working on themselves, who's working on becoming conscious and having a sense of consciousness. Will the temptation to enter into the collective unconscious, that means all of us in the world put together, forming a consciousness, an energy, a vibration that is shared by most of us because of the way we live our life in our heads, the way we think, what we think is important, our assumptive, arrogant, cavalier attitude about our life and the world. We definitely enter into the collective, and basically that is entered into through fear. So with the presence of fear in me, most of us struggle with the collective unconscious. My students definitely struggle with it. They get all their panties in a knot and get all frustrated and upset about what's going on in the world. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. And as I said to them in January, whether you voted for the current president or not, Mr. Trump, he is the president, and he represents the voice of America. It was overwhelming. And in that overwhelming curse of living as we do in the collective, that voice is pretty severe, harsh, ignorant, and really absolutely self-righteous. So you have to check in with yourself. Without knowing it, just going about your day, you and I are surrounded by this collective unconscious, this arrogance, this self-righteousness. We feel it all around us. And it does affect those who are unaware that this collective unconscious even exists. It is definitely still there. And if you are not wise, if you are not conscious, if you are not even remotely educated about the collective unconscious, it will eat you up. It will absolutely devour you mentally, emotionally, psychologically. It will. Now, what is our responsibility, you ask? Where does politics play? It is important that we understand the evil of our politics in the Western culture. I don't know about other cultures. I really don't. I only lived in India. I never, you know, did anything other than work upon myself there in the ashram. So I have no idea what India's politics are, or Japan or China or the USSR. I don't know. I know that they're there. I don't get embroiled in it. I do find it interesting, though. I find politics fascinating because they are the sum and summation of human opinion. And I'm always interested in watching the sly, the guile of politicians. They lie right and left, and we pay them exorbitant amounts of money to lie to us, and we're okay with that. Our attitude is just, you take care of the government and make sure I have protection from our enemies, and I have enough money to buy groceries. That's about it. Do the things I want to do. As long as I can do what I want to do, I like, you know, who's ever in power and what all of that. But what I find fascinating is the sheep that follow words and thoughts that they think will benefit their survival. I find this fascinating. And the only interest I really have in politics is understanding the guile, the cavalier attitude of not only our politicians, but we the people. We do all this. It is our will that we survive at all costs, and we don't care about whatever it costs to survive. We just want to survive. So politics is about survival. It's about how artistically a person can lie and cheat and steal. It's like a magician. They offer illusions and delusions based on our delusional attitudes. And this is the way it is over and over and over again. Nothing has changed over the thousands of years that politics have been involved. And the real intrigue for me in it all is, why do we need a government to tell us what we can and cannot do? Why can't we govern ourselves? And of course, we all know why we can't. We've got a lot of ugly stuff going on in us, and we can't govern ourselves, so we elect people who are even worse than ourselves to govern us, and we're okay with that. So you asked me, what part does it play? I am aware of it. I'm aware of when my ego wants to dip into the collective unconscious. That's the only thing I'm really interested in as far as myself. I am interested in the psychology of it all, the way politics work and how crooked it is, and how people just lay back and go, well, that's just the way it is. It's too big to fail, too difficult to deal with. But you have to deal with it within yourself. What is it about me that made all this possible? What is it about me that's put me here on this planet to have to deal with politics? Why is this the governing factor, the governing thing in my life, and not other things like consciousness, like love, like compassion, like true intelligence? Intelligence is something that we are missing in this country. We're uneducated, we're unintelligent, and we've become lazy and lax in the ability to, shall we say, find a greater principle than our human mind can understand. just very, very difficult for us. Anyway, hope that helps you. Well, Will, thank you for listening and for your kind comments. I really appreciate it. And you were very brave. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you will join me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.